Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Do you have a number one trade target on the board you'd love to see the Bills go out and get?
You've been
chomping at the bit.
I do.
Is it champing? I think it's champing. I've heard it before.
It's chomping at the bit.
It is? I've heard it's champing. I think it's chomping.
I don't want to take your guy. So I don't want to say somebody.
Okay,
the
so
same person as
my
you.
Guy is Rashid Shaheed.
Okay, so I think naturally a lot of people will get to Chris Olave, and I think it does make a lot of sense. I want them to aim higher.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me tell you why Rashid Shaheed.
Yes, I get it.
And even I love Chris Olave. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you can get Chris Olave, you get him. Rashid Shaheed takes care of two things for you.
Yes.
He is a speedy wide receiver who you can get the ball in a lot of different ways. That a guy that I think they envision Curtis Samuel to be.
Yeah.
He's also a return man. Mm-hmm. And Matt, they're not getting anything out of Codrington right now. Very disappointing that that's the case. They've even made him inactive because he gives you nothing as a defensive back. He's been inactive and active. If you get Rashid Shaheed, that's a guy that can play offense for you and return punts and kicks, and you don't have to use a roster spot in that.
Yes. Okay. I agree with you, and I feel like that would be a much more Billsy move because I don't think the cost would be substantial. I think we're probably talking about a day three draft pick, which they would be totally okay giving up for somebody who checks multiple boxes. I just think that the AFC is as open as it has ever been, and if there was ever a time to kind of go all in,
if you give me a name that's in the AFC East,
Two names. One of them is in the AFC East.
I just don't see it happening, but you go ahead.
Well, the name that everybody is immediately going to get to is Jalen Waddle, and once again, we're talking about dreams. Scenarios. This is not likely. I do not think Chris Greer is getting on the phone and moving Jalen Waddle over to the Buffalo Bills.
Especially if it's November 4th, 5 days before they play each other.
That's what I mean. But if you are so focused on the future, I mean, they're not making the playoffs.
Right.
They don't even know if Tua is going to be their quarterback in
That's
the future. Do you think that now they want to start stockpiling assets? You know, there was a mock trade proposal out there that was like, oh, 2 1/5 for Jalen Waddle. It would never be that little. It would be more than that. Jalen Waddle is in the prime of his career, and he is an elite player.
I think he's under contract.
Yeah, oh, he's under a new contract. Elite's probably strong. He is a very, very, very good wide receiver who has played in an offense where he has not been the focal point for a long time. So getting him here would be awesome. Here's the dream double dip scenario, and it would be really expensive.
Okay.
But I think it would make a lot of sense.
Okay.
I think you have to get on the phone with the Titans.
I agree.
And I think that there are two names you should be targeting.
One is JS.
Yes.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Yes.
Who's the other?
Calvin Ridley.
I'm not as much in on Calvin Ridley.
I think that if
he might help. I love Jeffrey Simmons' idea. I think that would be, you're right, a dream scenario.
Jeffrey Simmons would make the Bills' defensive line so much better.
Yes.
It would make everybody on that defensive line better. There's legitimately, I wince a little bit when I think about the idea of giving up a first-round pick. But here's my point, and then this is going to be where we disagree a little bit. The Bills don't draft well anyway. I don't care about the assets. I don't care about what it could be. If it could help you right now, I think these are moves that you need to be willing to make. That would be an astronomical cost. That's probably a first-round pick and some. But that's why I bring up Calvin Ridley, because it's like, okay, if you get Jeffrey Simmons, you're giving up a premium asset. Maybe that's the way you also get how they'd figure out the money. I got no idea how they'd figure out the money. It's probably multiple things going back to them. But we're talking about dream scenarios and not like, oh, Rashid Shaheed is a very likely thing that could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, one other name too.
Hold on. Roy says we're talking about fantasy trades. Let's keep it real. I don't know. I mean, Jeffrey Simmons could get dealt. I mean, they're a bad team.
Yeah, they're a bad team.
He could get dealt, but it's going to cost you a lot. I think Rashid Shaheed could. I agree with you, though, Roy, that I don't think anybody in the AFC East, you're not getting Garrett Wilson from the Jets. You're not getting Jalen Waddle or Jalen Phillips, who's rumored to be on the market.
Uh-huh.
Rasul Douglas, though?
Yeah, Rasul Douglas is one that I could see happening.
You know what I was reading today, though? Like how much they love Rasul Douglas because he's like the only guy that's kind of balling for them right now on the defensive side.
You know what? It's a 1 year deal, and what are they playing for?
I know.
I mean, that sounds terrible. The other name, and this is another a little bit pie in the sky, but I do think that it would be fun. This is a good point. The Bills could have had Xavier Watts if they wanted to.
Well, but he said, to your point, if they didn't burn a third round for Cooper, you're saying, but do that.
Well,
Ben, you don't. You know
what
I'm saying?
Did Xavier Watts get drafted before Landon Jackson or after Landon Jackson?
I don't. I think after.
Okay, so they could have had him anyway.
I guess I get it. But I mean, that's the point. The point he's making is, you could say F the draft picks until you need the draft picks.
That's fair. The other name that would be really fun, and I don't think that it would make sense for them, but Jordan Addison's name keeps popping into my head because I don't understand what exactly is happening there. Like, he is eventually going to need a new deal. They're paying Justin Jefferson a ton of money. And I know the wide receiver position in Minnesota has been bleak. They have been apparently looking for wide receivers to add on top of Jefferson and Addison. So it would be strange for them to move on from one of those guys. But if you gave them something notable, I think Jordan Addison is another player who could really, really thrive in this offense.
A couple other names I want to throw at you. And by the way, Jimmy is right. He said he saw a report earlier today. Bills have only $2 million in cap space. That's probably about right. If even if it is a little bit more, you're very limited in what you could do salary cap wise making a deal. It almost has to be money in for money out. Now, if you want to trade a guy that has whatever left on his salary this year, like an AJ Epinesa, and you're $4 million left on it, let's say, and a guy who comes in, you have that money left, you can do it. Even though you're guaranteed that salary, that's still cash. It's got a lot of different moving parts here.
Yeah.
And I have to figure out if that would be because his salary was guaranteed, but I still think because it's prorated, it wouldn't matter for that.
Trey Hendrickson officially inactive tonight for the Cincinnati Bengals. But the reason I bring up his name is,
that's right.
If they lose tonight, I mean, if they lose on Thursday Night Football,
I got one for you. Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers is a fun one, but I feel like Jacoby Myers is not a little bit too much like what they have. I think Jacoby Myers is a good player, but I don't think he is a huge difference maker. Like I like the idea of adding him, but I don't know if the cost would make it worth it.
And Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.